Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Okay, coming to you live from the Moss Family Automotive Studio, Moss Family Automotive Tampa, Newport Richey, Brooksville. Visit mossfamilyautomotive.com. That's M-A-U-S familyautomotive.com. Hey, this is Charles Butler sitting in for the captain. We have the captain on the line with us, Captain Matt Bruce. Captain America, Third Watch. Let's bring him on and say a few words to our audience.
Hello, Charles. How you doing? And hello, America. And hello, Joe. And hello to everybody that's listening tonight. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we appreciate the cards and prayers that are coming in. It's a tremendous omen to me from all the people around the countryside that have chimed in during this time. I really appreciate it. And they have no idea how much that means to me.
Well, I'm sure it does. We miss you. We want you back here as soon as possible so you get well. And I'm glad your operation went well today, and you're up and talking and roaming and drinking a little Jack Daniels.
Not drinking any Jack Daniels, but I'm roaming very little, and I'll be getting out of here this weekend, and then I'll be taking a week off to where I'll be doing a lot of physical therapy, and I'll be doing a lot of testings again still. But I'm in much better shape than I was than when I came in. And I will tell you that it's by the thoughts and the prayers of all of the listeners, all of the friends, all of the Salem family, and I mean all of them, all of the stations across the country, all of the USA Radio Network, all of the GCN, and everybody that's out there, including some pretty good independent radio friends. Thank you so very much for stepping up and helping me when I needed help.
Well, that's great. That's great that you have that support system. You know they love you. We all love you, and want you back as soon as possible.
Well, Charles, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to give a report. I will be back on Monday night, and when I call in, I'll have some information that I always do that some people don't. And I hope you have a good show. And as they say in the business, break a leg.
Well, thanks, Cap. I appreciate it. Appreciate it much.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is Charles Butler, and I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And a little bit about me. We'll do a little intro here. I'm a former naval officer, naval aviator, and had a chance to meet Captain when I first got down here and go over to the Mission Barbecue where he holds court. And if you guys hadn't had a chance to go over there, some great people to come over and have lunch with us. It's truly incredible. But we're going to get into some some things that I've done and that I continue to do. My little background about me: I'm a Wolverine. I went to the University of Michigan, played a little football up there. Was in the NROTC unit. Got my commission through NROTC. Went to flight school in Pensacola and NAS Meridian before I transitioned to San Diego. The reality is we wanted to also, along with Cap, and the good news about Cap is we have some bad news, and that's about Jim Brown. I happen to have met Jim Brown when I was about 10 years old. Well, not about 10 years old. I was 10 years old, 1962. And Jim Brown was playing the Detroit Lions. Teammate of his, Walter Beach, played defensive back for Cleveland Browns. So Jim's funeral is going to be full of all kinds of people. In fact, I'm even considering going out to his funeral. That's how much I thought of Jim and the great man he was and the great American he was. But having met him as a young boy was one thing, because he was a football hero. And, of course, he ran roughshod over the Lions that day. I got free tickets through Mr. Beach's wife. So, and over the years, you know, I would see Jim Brown, of course, like the rest of us, you know, transition into the movies. Never forget going to the drive-in and seeing him in, Rio Concho or whatever it was with Raquel Welch. That was something. And I was in high school when that came out. So when we look a few years later, and I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm running in these circles with all these historical people, I run into Jim Brown again and remind him that where I had met him as a boy and in the locker room in Detroit, and he and I become friends. Associates more than friends, associates. But he used to throw some wild parties at his house in Hollywood Hills. And I had the fortune to attend several of the parties at his home. And you see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Fred Williamson, anybody and everybody who was in Hollywood was at Jim's place, kicking it, having a great time. That's transition. But I missed a very key point. And that is, when I was in college, Dick Nixon was running for office in 1972. Well, in 1972, there were a number of high-profile blacks who came out in support of Dick Nixon. One was Jim Brown. He was the most outspoken. Another was James Brown, the entertainer, the dancer, songwriter, the entertainer, Sammy Davis Jr., Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and a number of other real black men, men that I considered strong, intelligent black men, not weaklings, not turning the other cheek, but guys who were tough, and which led me to support Dick Nixon at 72 at the University of Michigan's campus. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. And my condolences to the Brown family again. Okay. So I guess we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using Freefile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Captain Matt Bruce Show, Captain America's Show, Third Watch, coming to you live from the Moss Family Studio. And wanted to kind of finish up my story about Jim Brown. I've worked on Dick Nixon's campaign on the University of Michigan campus, which was a liberal school, anti-war school. And here I am trying to get an ROTC and get to Vietnam. And the rest of the students are protesting and calling President Nixon Tricky Dick. I thought that was interesting. The only tricking that was going on was by President Johnson. But that's one of the reasons that when I mentioned, when people would ask me on the campus, well, why are you supporting Nixon? And I'd say, well, Jim Brown supported Nixon. And they go, well, yeah, of course, you know, I mean, Jim Brown's a real dude. He's a real man. There's no questioning his manhood, his blackness, his Americanness. Jim Brown was and is the man. So let's fast forward to, Trump in the White House in 2017. Everyone forgets that when Kanye West was sitting there with President Trump and Kanye was doing his rant, the man sitting next to Kanye West was Jim Brown, the football player. Jim Brown happened to have lunch with a good buddy of mine, Carlos Campbell, after he left the White House. And he said, boy, that Kanye's out there, isn't he? He was out there. But my point is, Jim Brown supported Trump, and you didn't see him with Obama. You didn't see him with, what's this guy, Biden. You know, you saw him with people who were good for America, like Donald Trump, like Dick Nixon, like Ronald Reagan. That's who you'll see Jim Brown with. And I always found that interesting. I always found it interesting that people wouldn't point it out, especially the liberal media. And black folks wouldn't point it out because they knew they couldn't call Jim Brown and Uncle Tom. He'd break them in half. That's what I'm talking about. So let's get started here. And I want to tell you a little bit about me, Charles Butler. I've been a talk show host since about 2007. Started out in Chicago. Very rough beginning. But people love me up there. They understood that they didn't have to vote Democrat. They didn't have to vote straight Democrat because the powers that be took civics out of the school system. They didn't educate these people about politics. It was that, you know, you vote Democrat, that's it. Don't worry about anything else. You're a Democrat. Your mama was a Democrat. Your daddy was a Democrat. Your grandmama and your granddaddy was a Democrat. So therefore, you're a Democrat. If you're not a Democrat, then something's wrong with you. Well, I can tell you one thing. That's kind of gone out of the window with this new black generation, because these young people today are looking at the fact that the Democrat Party has not delivered for anyone in their communities, and they've watched their communities disintegrate into utter chaos. You go to any black community in this country in a urban setting, and it's a third world country. It's worse than a third world country. When I lived in Chicago, when I left Chicago in April of 2021, I came to the Tampa area. I was carrying two guns, one in my pants and a holster inside my pants and the other under my arm. And the question is why? To protect myself. People were being shot in broad daylight in downtown Chicago, in the park. In that park where you see that beautiful bean, you had young people, young teenagers, shooting other young teenagers like they were shooting cap guns. You know how we used to run around and play cops and robbers, and we had the little cap guns, and we played cowboys and Indians, and we had the little cap guns, pow, 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 pow. You know, it'd be smoking, you know, with the little caps going off, you know, little red caps and the fumes out there spewing. Well, these guys are shooting, and there's paraffin in the air. Okay, it's real, you know, paraffin. You know, it's outrageous. You know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they had these riots on Michigan Avenue. I used to live on Michigan Avenue. The place where you saw those young people running in front of was a building that I used to live in. Now, can you imagine this going on outside your window? You're living downtown in a condo that's costing you a lot of money to live on Michigan Avenue, and you got riots in the street and people talking about, well, let's not vilify these hooligans. Let's not vilify these thugs who are beating up innocent people. My ex-wife said to me, I'm glad you're not here, because I know if they attacked you, it'd be a different story. And that's absolutely correct, because I do not condone their behavior. I've never condoned their behavior. And the bottom line is, the excuse was that the reason these people were rioting, these young people, was because they were rebelling against poverty and segregation. Well, let me say this about that. Poverty? These are kids who had smartphones. That's a $1,000 phone, okay? These are kids who are wearing Jordans, $300 Jordans. These are kids who are wearing designer clothes. These are kids who didn't take the L or the city bus downtown. They drove their own cars or their parents' cars downtown. What poverty? Hello? Segregation? Well, I can tell you this. I don't want them around me. And I always say this. Dr. King didn't march so these morons could walk around with their pants down to the crack of their butt or being inconsiderate to people and having no class, no values, no morals. You see, when I talk about these things, and I write about these things, like I write about the civil rights movement. Civil rights movement was not about poor people. It's not about poor blacks. It's not about poor anything. It was about black people who were middle class trying to stay in a hotel or trying to eat at a restaurant because they had the money and the means to do so. Between 1940 and 1960, half of the black population in America had moved from poverty to the middle class. The problem was the rest of America was unaccepting of these middle class blacks who wanted to shop downtown in the nice department stores and be treated like everyone else. Therein lied the problem. I grew up in Detroit. I'm from the Detroit area. I was born in Receiving Hospital, for those of you. I see Cap has a lot of listeners up there in Detroit. I was born in Receiving Hospital. We moved to Pontiac, Michigan in 62 to a neighborhood that was called the Ideal Integrated Neighborhood by Ebony Magazine. And I'm sure many of you remember old Ebony Magazine. It was the voice of the Negro and the intellectual place you'd go to get the news and information. In the Jet, you got the weekly information. In Ebony, you got all the big stories. And Ebony did a big story on our neighborhood, called it the Ideal Integrated Neighborhood. And my thoughts were, and still are, if that was the ideal integrated neighborhood, I sure didn't want any of it. So, but that's another story entirely. But a great story and an interesting story, because it's wrapped in the fact that Michigan, Governor Romney, Republicans were always on the side of the black community, always. And we'll talk about those things as we get to know me, and we get to break some things out in the next few days, a few weeks. So the reality is, you know, when we have to get real here. And we have to do the right thing. I'm about being traditional, about being conservative, about not stepping on anyone's rights. But I don't want anyone stepping on my rights either. So, as we get ready to transition to the next segment, I want you to remember that America, the greatest country in the world. God bless you. Hey, this segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And we'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Debt ceiling negotiations between Republicans and the Biden administration ended Friday with no progress. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke during a briefing in Japan, where the president is attending the G7 summit.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us.
But she said the administration will continue to work toward a reasonable bipartisan solution. A judge has denied bail for accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira. The 21-year-old Air National Guard member was arrested last month for allegedly leaking top-secret documents. The NFL is remembering Jim Brown after news of his death. The commissioner called the former Cleveland Browns running back one of the most dominant players ever. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Captain's... Uh-oh. Sorry about that. The Captain's America Third Watch. It's Charles Butler sitting in. We'll be... this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. And that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And we appreciate them very much. They become very good friends of the show. Now you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to find the $19.95 3-week quick start. You hear the captain telling you that he takes this product. I also take this product. He takes the Relief Factor, and he's been taking it up for over 10 years. He takes it every single day because it works. Now, the problems he has, namely inflammation and such, are what a lot of other people have, and this product will help you control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, retinol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain, how you get the swelling, how you get the discomfort. Now, if you take it the way it says, you should know by the end of the third week for sure whether or not it'll work for you. Most people know within a day or two or three. He's had people take some samples and then come back the next day saying that it's really working. So if all this depends on the individual, and everybody's different. Now that there are no drugs, whatever's in this product, that's the other thing that you can rely on this product. No drugs, all natural. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. Because all you have to lose is pain. Relief Factor, Jasonhanson.com/captain. Go over there and check out the $19.95 3-week quick start pack. Hey, I want to pick up where we left off and talking about Chicago and my experiences up there. I was on the radio station called WVON, very famous station in the black community across the country, so for the voice of the Negro. People who were on that station were Martin Luther King and a number of others. They were regulars on that station, had shows on that station. Even Jesse Jackson had a show on that station at one time. But anyway, I came on, and I was supposed to be the knuckle-dragging right-wing Republican. Well, I refused that moniker because everyone else had a nice moniker, and they were, you know, all these kind of spiffy people, but they wanted me to be the gorilla. No. So my show became known as The Other Side, and we had a lot of fun with that. Some of the things that we accomplished were that we taught people to think for themselves. We taught people that the Democrat government had not delivered anything for them. I said that, you know, Chicago is a Democrat city. Detroit's a Democrat city. New York's a Democrat city. Washington, D.C. is a, all these major urban areas are Democrat cities. But what have they delivered for you or your family? They didn't reach out and embrace you like they're doing these illegals. They didn't put you in hotel rooms. They didn't pay your meals. They didn't give you clothes. If anything, they tried to drive you back into oblivion. These are your Democrat friends that you went out and voted for. We're going to get into illegal immigration later in the show. But those were the things we talked about. I talked about sanctuary cities back in 2007 when Mayor Daley at the time talked about Chicago as a sanctuary city. And my question simply was, who pays for this? Who pays for a sanctuary city? How does the mayor decide which laws he is going to enforce? So he's not going to enforce immigration law. Bottom line is, immigration law, if you're an illegal, there's no undocumented worker, that's not codified. That's something that liberals, we don't want people to feel bad, so we'll call them undocumented. No, they're illegal aliens. That's the proper term for them. Well, an alien is from outer space. That's how, and I always say that's how stupid you are. I don't even give them any breaks. You know, hey, that's how stupid you are. So I said they're illegal aliens. It's nothing to do with space. Too much TV, too many movies. In fact, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out pretty soon. But anyway, we dealt with the issue of sanctuary city and how taxpayer dollars were being taken away from people who really needed it. But today in Chicago, Chicago is standing out like no other city in the country and filing lawsuits against the city trying to turn schools and buildings into places to harbor illegals. And, you know, it's about time that they, because legal and illegal immigration has always negatively impacted whom? Black Americans. Notice I use that term black American. I don't use the term African American. There's nothing African about me except maybe my race, but I'm an American. You know, my ancestors were here long before most Europeans. You know, you hear out here people go, well, you know, my great grandfather came over here and blah blah. Well, hey, my great 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 grandfathers. And go, you know, you continue to go back. I tell black people all the time, and you sit up and say silly stuff like, this is not my country. How stupid is that? I'm not going to vote. How stupid is that? I don't like America because it's a, since the beginning of this country. That's all. You've been here since the beginning of this country. Pure and simple. And we will continue to be here and work together. People have pointed that out. Booker T. Washington was very clear about that. He was an American. We'll talk about Booker T. you know, sometime in the future. But it's totally an American, just like Jim Brown. You know, this is our country. We built this country together. I'm not going anywhere. I don't know any. I've been all over Africa. Ain't going back. Not on my dime anyway. Not one of my favorite spots to to go to. But in Chicago, we dealt with sanctuary cities. We dealt with concealed carry. We had the NRA. We had the Illinois Rifle Association with Second Amendment Foundation. We had all these people on the show talking about concealed carry and the importance of owning a weapon, owning a gun. Because in Chicago, you could not own a weapon legally, a handgun legally. So when I moved from San Diego to Chicago in 97, I went to register my weapons. I went down to the police station to figure out what I needed to do. Because, you know, the Internet wasn't up and running. So, you know, you had to, you know, go to places and talk to people and find out what's going on. So I got all my little guns and my little rifles, put them in the back of the car. And something said, don't walk into the police station with a bag full of guns. You need to leave those in the car. Go in and find out what's going on. What's the procedure? So I walk in the police station and I'm talking to this little black lady. And I said, well, you know, I just moved here from California. And I want to register my shotguns and my rifles and my handguns. She said, oh, baby, can't have handguns in Chicago. I said, what do you mean you can't have handguns in Chicago? She said, well, you can't have handguns in Chicago. It's illegal. I said, well, what am I supposed to do with them? She said, well, if I were you, I'd keep them. If I were you, I'd keep them. So that's exactly what I did. I registered the rifles and kept the handguns. And I'm glad I did, because I needed them and would need them later to defend myself. Because I used to get death threats when I worked at WVON. And people would call down, Mr. Butler, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to shoot your black butt. I'm going to shoot you talking about my president, Mr. Obama. Then I'd get a little old lady call in and she'd say, Mr. Butler, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that they don't hurt you. Please, you know, you're doing such a good job. We just love you, Mr. Butler. I said, well, the prayer that I want you to pray for me is very simple. And that's for you, for all of you out there. I want you to pray that, ask the Lord to steady Mr. Butler's hand so he can shoot straight. And that all went over well. We all had a, you know, but I meant that, because at the end of the day, I wasn't playing around, and gang members knew that. So I'll tell you about the gang members who tried to come on board and be part of the Charles Butler posse, but I don't associate with criminals. And that's something else that they do in Chicago. Hey, look, we'll be right back in a few minutes with Advanced Pop, Prodigy, and Mound here. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day,
welcome back. Welcome back to Captain America. And it's Charlotte Third Watch. It's Captain America Third Watch. It's Charles Butler sitting in. Hey, I'm trying to navigate and get my bearings here. But want to tell you a little bit about advanced podiatry and wound care. This portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring hands, helping sore feet at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Now, their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, patients are their first priority. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. Hey, we're going to bring on Kyle Warren. And we're going to talk about the trucking report. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Charles. Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Doing great. Well, that's right. This part of the program, of course, is what we call the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, because we have so many truckers out there listening as they go across the country in the overnight hours.
Well, they keep this country rolling. If it weren't for the truckers, what would we do?
Well, that's absolutely right. Everything that you buy, everything that you get at a store or anywhere else gets there by a truck. Absolutely.
And you know that one of the great Americans that we that was responsible for creating a great life for them was Jimmy Hoffa. And it's really a tragedy what happened to Jimmy, because he was a true American. He was one of the last union leaders that really cared about the truckers and his workers, just like Walter Reuther in the automotive industry. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Charles. Okay, so tonight, folks, we're going to start up in the great state of Wyoming, okay. And that's because over the last few nights...
Blue sky country.
It's blue sky country, that's right, right below big sky country there in Montana. And for the last several mornings here on the program, we've been tracking the smoke coming from some of these Canadian wildfires. Well, in a special weather statement covering almost the entire state of Wyoming right now, this includes everything coming down from Montana and I-25 down through Casper down to Cheyenne, looks like we've got more of that smoke coming in to the area. So you definitely want to be aware of that. It can reduce visibility down to 3 miles at times, and they believe the smoke is going to continue to spread south and west through the remainder of the day and possibly into Saturday. So we're on our way to Saturday right now. So,
well, Kyle, how high is this? I know that the smoke's down on the freeway. So what's, you said visibility's down to 3 miles?
In some places, it can go down to 3 miles.
Okay.
That's what the report is saying, exactly. Okay. And so, again, also over into Nebraska, looks like we've got some cold overnight temperatures expected. Could be into the mid to upper 30s, and this is going to occupy pretty much the western part of Nebraska this morning. So you want to be aware of that. Also, we want to tell you about, you know, we've talked about the cold. Let's go to the heat over in Nevada right now, especially if you're coming out of I-80, heading north towards Winnemecca. You're going to get some unseasonable heat this weekend. You can get more flooding concerns, and this has also been the story for some time, Charles, because of the snowmelt that is going on in many places where you can get rivers swollen and so forth. But you're going to get the unseasonable heat, and then also in that same area in Nevada, thunderstorm chances increasing throughout this weekend. So depending on when you're hearing the program this weekend, you better just be watching out for that, especially if you're trucking through that, maybe on your way to California with whatever you're bringing our way. Okay, so now that being said, I want to tell you about a band of rain and storms that are going basically down from Toronto, Canada, down looks like it's skirting Detroit, but through Cleveland, down through Dayton, Louisville, Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, I believe, Jackson, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, down through towards Greenville and El Dorado, Arkansas, where we've got a band of rain that's moving across the country right now. Now, in the southern part of what I was just talking about, Tennessee, also in Arkansas, that's where we're going to see the most moderate rain falling right now, especially around Greenville. So be careful there. Now, coming out south of Dallas, in Texas, you've got all kinds of rain. It's going to go all the way over to Nacogdoches. I've actually been to Nacogdoches. It was a great place. And then all the way down to Bryan College Station, you've got that happen. Midland, Texas right now also has a bunch of rain and heavy at times, and that's, of course, going across I-20. Over in New Mexico, Carlsbad, you've got rain in that area. Albuquerque comes south on I-25. You've also got some rain coming across the interstate there. Now, 24 hours ago, we really didn't have any rain to speak of on I-15 coming out of Barstow. It's a little bit there right now, but mostly it's going to be as you head over towards Ludlow on I-40 all the way over, and it's going to dip a little south of there into Lake Havasu City. So definitely want to be careful out there. Now, folks, don't forget, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app. And then when you download that, you're going to start getting great offers. You're going to be able to use their amenities, and you're also going to be able to earn points as well. So that's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you.
Thanks very much, Charles. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, oh, that was Kyle, and great job. Hey, look, what we got here, I wanted to finish up some of the things that we did in Chicago that are still going on. We ended up getting concealed carry, went to the Supreme Court, and it was really interesting that the city of Chicago versus McDonald is what the case is called, if you'd like to read about it. But it was really interesting in that the city of Chicago decided to use a case called Cruikshank. What Cruikshank did in 1876, it was the first law or the first case that took guns out of the hands of free slaves so that they couldn't protect themselves. And so that the Klan could terrorize them, called Cruikshank, C-R-U-I-S-H-A-N-K. But in 2010, the city of Chicago used this case to try to prove their case as to why blacks should arm themselves in Chicago. Because the power structure, the Democrat power structure, had taken guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens so that these neighborhoods were controlled by the gangs, the criminal gangs. That's a whole nother story in that, you know, you had the Black Panther Party in Chicago in the 60s who were dealing with the gangs, dealing with prostitution, dealing with drugs, and they killed off the police department, Chicago Police Department, went in and killed Fred Hampton, destroyed the Black Panther Party, arrested people, the criminal justice system, put people in prison who were simply trying to be community help workers, get rid of the drugs, the prostitution, and they started the Head Start program. So the Head Start program, the U.S. Head Start program, is copied after and modeled after the Black Panther Party program, which was a national feed the children program before school. True story. Look this up. So anyway, and I always tell people that, you know, they always go, well, you know, Charles, you say all these things. I've never heard these things before. And, you know, how did you come up with them? Where did you, you know, it sounds conspiratorial to me. Why don't I know these things? And I really hate to tell them that they're kind of low information people. But, you know, I try to inform them, and I try to tell them where to go to become informed, because that's what we do. That's what I do. I inform people. I educate people. That's what we did with concealed carry. And I have stories, some great stories to tell about the concealed carry case, which turned around the thinking of a number of black politicians in voting for concealed carry. And then we had big boxes coming into Chicago. That was another big case. But look, we're going to have a clip of Malcolm X and what Malcolm X had to say about black folks voting Democrat. So come back with us. This is Charles Butler signing off from the Captain Matt Bruce, Captain America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.